Costa on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Now, we were coming in today and we were splashing our way through and the roads full of water. Now, I know in the south of the county it wasn't as bad. In fact, we got one texter in and said, beautiful sunshine here in Wicklow town. So whether they're messing or not, I don't know. But certainly if you venture anywhere near north east Wicklow, you're going to be drenched and you will be for the rest of the day. But anyway, we thought this morning, why not look far in a field, you know, say, maybe you can go for some winter sun or whatever and go out to near the equator. So the Canaries came to mind. Now, who would we ask to talk about the Canaries? Somebody who's been there recently, and that's the holiday doc, Joe Supple.
Up away in my beautiful balloon. How are you, Declan?
Okay.
Very good morning.
Where did you go?
I went to Tenerife. It's my third or fourth year going there. It's a place that I really, really like. And it's hugely popular with the Irish market. And, I mean, it's the largest of the Canary Islands. And the flight time there is approximately just over 4 hours. But it's generally 365 days of sunshine every year, which is really, really nice. Great temperatures and stuff. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful island. I flew with Aer Lingus. They operate 5 flights weekly from Dublin to Tenerife, as well as they do 2 flights from Cork as well. And interesting enough, I know we often have a conversation about fares start, and I actually looked this morning before I came on to see what availability was there. They do have flights there from $66.99 one way, including taxes and charges. So good prices to get down there as well. Sunshine down there at the moment, I checked as well, and it's in around 26 degrees. Very nice, hot from this what we're having today. It's a really beautiful place to go. Now, for people who haven't been to Tenerife before, you fly into the south of the island. There's the south and the north of the island. As I said, it is a large island, about 1.5 hour distance between. Now, the south of the island is very beautiful. I mean, really popular resorts there. There's Las Americas, which is extremely popular with the Irish market. Playa del America, should I say. But interesting enough, for people who are thinking about going there as well, it's worth thinking about staying in the south of the island. The reason being, Declan, talking to people there as well, a lot of the vegetables and stuff that's grown is grown in the north of the island because they have a lot of cloud cover and big mountains over there, and they get an awful lot more cloud and rain. So you could be very disappointed going in your holidays, not realising where you're staying. Suddenly you're being booked into the north of the island if you booked a package deal or something like that, and you could end up having cloud, not for the week, but you know, you definitely get the more sunshine over the south of the island. The transfer time from the airport is approximately 15-20 minutes to where I stay in a place called Adeke, which is absolutely beautiful place. As I said, I've stayed there before. You're thinking about accommodation, there's loads of different options. I stayed in a place fancy called the Royal Garden Villas. They've been one of the sponsors actually of my lunch for many years. So anytime I get an opportunity to go down there, I go down. Basically, you have your own individual villas within the, I can't even call it a resort because it's not really a resort. It's one of those magical places that when you go there, like loads of people I know who've been there, friends of mine, just they come back and they gush about the place. It's 5-star all the way. So basically you have your butler service, you've got your own
butler service,
yeah, absolutely. You've got your own private villa, which is absolutely beautiful. They generally have, you can get one bedroom, one for a couple, or two bedrooms maybe for two couples and stuff. And you know, when you price it up, it works out reasonable for a 5-star product that you're getting. So basically you've got a full kitchen kit out there, so you can go get your own food, cook your own food there. You've got your own beautiful, beautiful terrace area, and you've got your own private swimming pool within your villa as well. So it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, as I said, I've stayed there a good few times before. My big thing there is you can go bed and breakfast or you can go half board. We did a little bit of boat because it's nice to get out and see. And you know, the area that you're in, Adeke, is beautiful. But breakfast is an experience. 2 hours every morning sitting there just relaxing, enjoying the breakfast, whatever. It's all very relaxed and very, like, it doesn't feel like a hotel property at all because of the villas. And again, you, like, the staff are around, like the gardeners and stuff, doing all this stuff, but you don't really notice it. And a lot of, interesting enough, Declan, a lot of writers go down there, take a villa for a week or 2 weeks and write their books. So we could have some famous writers down there who've actually gone down there to get inspiration and peace and quiet and tranquility. That's what it's all about.
So what sort of writing do you do? Instagram and Facebook?
I did a few little videos, I did for sure. And there's actually, interesting enough, there's a lady called Fiona McAndrew, who's an Irish girl, been down there for 30 years. She's the general manager and she just looks after the guests so well down there. They also do a barbecue night where you go, you know, you go outdoors, you have great musicians on and you have the barbecue drinks, all that type of thing. So as I said, it's Royal Garden Villas is the property down there.
Right, how much that can set you back now? I know you were on this, exploring.
Well, we were looked after, I mean, quite well, you know what I mean?
I absolutely contributed.
Yeah, there's no freebies down in Tenerife. But you know what? You're talking anywhere between sort of 1,500 to 2,000 for the week. But what you're getting is unbelievable. Like, I'd say for honeymooners or for somebody, maybe an older couple who wants to go and treat themselves, or maybe kids wanted to treat their parents to some sort of an anniversary thing, it's really worth staying there. I mean, when I was down there, I did a couple of little Instagram posts and stuff, and they got some bookings through it. People had messaged me and saying, want to book it for Christmas, things like that. It's really spectacular, very, very different. As I said, you know, it's the Royal Garden Villas, but also quite close to that is a place called Playa del Americas, which is it's basically Tenerife's largest holiday resort. It was purpose-built in the 1960s, and it's very much your bucket and spade packages. So down there, you have a lot of self-catering, you have your 3-star, 4-star, and again you have your 5-star hotels down there as well. A beautiful, beautiful area. And there's a hotel that one of my clients had stayed in before, and he said to me, Joe, you got to check this place out. So being the travel holiday doctor, I went and checked it out. It's called the Iberostar Grand El Mirador. It's a 5-star resort, adults only. When I was down there, it was absolutely full. 99% occupancy full down there. It's right on the beachfront. It's a beautiful, beautiful resort. And you've got loads of options there as well. You've got your bed and breakfast, and then you have your half board. And then they also do this thing. It's like a sort of a privilege thing. In other words, like, you know, if you can imagine in your airport lounges, but it's outdoor. So it's built over 3 levels, and it's got, you know, sort of like the AstroTurf across the whole thing, whatever. But then you've got these beautiful, like, little glass doors that just open. You go in, you've got your champagne there, your food. That's all included in your package that you get for it. Really, really good. And as I said, one thing that sort of stood out to me is the adult-only side of things. No kids around. So if you want that type of thing, you're looking for something good. The website there is iberostar.com. Definitely worth a visit. Really good food. And I thoroughly enjoy. I just did a day there. They wouldn't let me stay, Declan. What about that? Most people don't, you know.
At the end of the first day, they told you.
Right? End of the first day, they said, get them out.
But Tenerife, anyway, this time of the year, gorgeous.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. As I said, you know, if you look at flights, aerlingus.com. And then we also have the Royal Garden Villas and then the Iberostar. But it's a beautiful, beautiful island to get around. As I said, Playa del Americas is really, really popular with the Irish. The planes were full going over, and when I went there a few weeks ago, plane full over, plane full back, and they're running, operating 5 flights weekly. So if you think about going to the sunshine, it's, and Declan, I know you always ask this question, how much is a pint? About 1.50, €2 a pint. Can't go wrong with that, can you?
I'm on my way.
It race, yeah.
Thanks so, very much indeed, so Joe Supple, Holiday Doc.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.